Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Please welcome accomplished pitcher and popular broadcaster, Steve Stone.
Yes.
Steve Stone.
Are you noticing that?
Well, I will tell you, Speaks, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
Chicago White Sox television analyst.
Broken bat. Runner coming home. It's not, and that's ball game! On a night that started with Mark Burley's statue unveiling, the Sox get some magic in the 11th and walk it off.
Allard had a shot. I don't think that the Sox would have scored had he fielded the baseball, but he didn't. And when it got by, that was it.
Cy Young Award winner.
Turned out to be an exciting game. Unfortunately, didn't end the way the Sox would want it. So you have a week left. This is my final game. It's been one of those years where you'd like it to have worked out a little bit different, but we saw some light. Some light at the end of the tunnel, some good young players, and give them a great week. Finish with a rush, and I will talk to you over the winter.
Oh, I want to be a rock star.
Steve Stone with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We were sitting around as a show and be like, man, you know, we should really talk to someone that could do some big picture baseball stuff as the playoffs are going on and be like, wait, we all know Steve Stone. We should just call Steve Stone.
As the starters around MLB are going two innings, three innings, certain ones are going five or six. We thought we'd ask one of the best pitchers we know in our baseball midst.
Steve Stone joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Stoney, how are you?
Everything is just fine. The winter is starting off pretty good. I'm watching a little bit of the playoffs. The weather's gorgeous here in Arizona, so I think everything is moving along swimmingly.
So we've been having this discussion as people who don't pitch or never pitched, at least at the professional level, about how the managerial choices in the playoffs change. You love this game and you love pitching. What's it like for you to watch some of these moments where you go, all right, they're just going to shorten the game and ask a starter or an opener to just get 12 outs versus maybe that person trying to get 18?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, I think if I could rush Milwaukee's bullpen up there, like Pat Murphy's able to do, that's maybe not necessarily a bad idea. Excuse me. He handled it pretty well. I think maybe that is what baseball is going to be. But one of the things that I would do, and this is a suggestion because obviously I don't run any baseball teams, nor do I give advice to any of them. But one of the things that I was thinking as the year went along and I saw some pretty good pitchers going shorter and shorter, the occasional guy like Skubal would go a little deeper into the game, but most guys don't. One of the things that I would implore some of the more thoughtful organizations to do is start to look for some of the guys from a different era of baseball, maybe a couple of generations back, guys that threw anywhere from 250 to 300 innings. And I would get a few of them and sit them in a room, and I would sit down and say, okay, how did you do this? How did you get your body? How'd you get your mind? How'd you get your arm in shape to go from between 250 and 300 innings? Because now you can't even get guys to go 200 innings. So if you want to save bullpens, you allow your starter to go a little deeper in the game, then your bullpen doesn't get quite as worn away as the year moves along. And I think that would be a good thing. Guys who were guys today are bigger, stronger, faster, and quicker than ever, and yet they're going shorter as far as their starts are concerned than maybe ever before. I would like to find out exactly why. And it's not just a question of guys throw harder, because, you know, guys threw pretty hard in another era also. I think the guns might be a little juicier these days, so everybody is throwing 98 to 102. But there were some guys who threw awfully hard a couple generations ago, and yet they were able to start anywhere from 32 to 37 times. They were able to go deeper in games, and consequently, you could get away with a shorter bullpen, a longer bench, more moves in the game that you have to move, because the shorter the bullpen, the longer the bench. You'd like to see your manager have some moves later in the game that he doesn't have now when you're carrying the full complement of five starters and eight relievers. Because with 13 pitchers, you obviously have a shorter bench. So there's a lot of things that you could improve upon. But if guys today are bigger, stronger, faster, and quicker than ever before, and they are, because you can look at Olympic times and figure that out, then there has to be a reason why they all blow out, why they can't go as deep into games, why they get hurt a lot more and spend two or three times on the injured list during the course of a season. There has to be a reason why, and being an inquisitive sort, I would like to find out that reason.
Oh, I share your curiosity on this topic, Steve. It's fascinating to see the game evolve. I was watching the Phillies and the Dodgers in the sixth inning last night, and Blake Snell was allowed to pitch through the sixth in a scoreless game, even after he walked Trey Turner, he walked Kyle Schwarber, he got Bryce Harper, but then he was allowed to pitch to the righty Alec Bohm, too, and he got out of that inning in the sixth. And I'm thinking, all right, what makes him different? What is it like? Do you have any sense as you watch this stuff why some pitchers are trusted to go a little deeper and some are not? What's the difference?
Well, certainly the quality of the pitcher has something to do with it. But let's go back to one of the reasons why things started to shorten up. That was the philosophy of driveline out of Washington, where, if you remember, everybody started to throw high four-seam fastballs because driveline's philosophy was throw every pitch as hard as you can. There's a problem with that. The avocation is called pitching. It's not called throwing. And also, if you throw every pitch as hard as you can, you take away the idea of fooling somebody with velocity, because when a hitter knows 98-mile-an-hour fastball is coming out of your hand, it takes him a couple pitches to understand exactly what it's like to get the sweet spot of the bat out in front to hit the baseball if you want to pull it, to wait a little bit longer and take it the other way if you want to hit it the other way. 98 then becomes what he's looking for. Consequently, you can't fool him with velocity. And if you can't fool him with velocity, the only other way to fool him is location. So if you can't fool him with velocity and then you miss your location, he hits you pretty hard. It's nice to be able to fool him two ways, with velocity, changing speeds on everything, and also with location. Now, you remember also the driveline philosophy was every fastball should be a four-seam fastball. They should all be upstairs. Everybody had an uppercut swing, and they threw high fastballs by him as they adjusted to this. Everybody throws high four-seam fastballs. And then they realized, which is something I mentioned at the time, the two-seam fastball moves much better. Always has, always will. So why did we abandon the two-seam fastball? But as you're seeing now, people are going back to the two-seam fastball again. This is a back-to-the-future game. We did that for many, many years. We did away with it, then came back to it, and this is usually what happens. But, you know, getting hitters off balance is the way to consistently get them out. Throwing one speed with everything you have means when you miss your location, then you are very much vulnerable to these guys. And so there's a lot of different philosophies about pitching, and, you know, everybody has different ones. But I'd like to see somebody get to the bottom of why years ago, guys threw 300 innings, and today they can't even sniff 200.
Steve Stone joining us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. I was thinking about that and you last night, Stoney, while I'm watching Mizorowski pitch. And the reason why is he came out there and he was throwing 104. And he was getting people out at 104. And it looked like he didn't quite have command. And I remember we had a conversation a long time ago where you were talking about finger pressure and how just the difference in finger pressure can take a couple miles per hour off. And then you started to see him live at 99, 98, and he had more command. This thing that you're talking about, throwing versus pitching, is fascinating to me because that's one of those finer points of pitching that I wonder if those types of things are being discussed around major league clubhouses.
I don't really know how many people talk about whatever it is they talk about, but you know, there's some really good pitchers over the years, and we talk about Maddux all the time as being the master of using finger pressure, but that's the ability to make the ball move different ways, make it move different amounts, and basically work both sides of the plate, up, down, in, and out, which Maddux was able to do perfectly. But he was one of the best I've ever seen at different finger pressures. Guys, I don't think work enough at that these days. There's a lot of other things that, you know, here's one thing that I'll mention which drives me a little bit nuts is, let's say the catcher throws the ball to second base. And it's a skip throw, but very few people see it. First thing the infielder does is he throws the ball out of play. Wait a second. I want that ball. And I want that ball because I've worked in the bullpen with, you know, maybe by accident a ball gets scuffed and you look at it and you say, you know, hey, let me see what I can do with this one. And then slowly I started to read about all of this stuff and I found, of course, I would never do it, you know, because it's illegal.
No.
I read where if the scuff was on the left side of the ball would pull drastically to the right. If it was on the right side of the ball, it would pull drastically to the left. If it was on the top of the ball, it would sink. From the bottom of the ball, it would sail. What a tremendous advantage if you have to make one pitch and you've never shown anything that moves 6 inches, and all of a sudden you have it. Wow, that would be good. That would be a tremendous advantage. Yet I see guys throw the baseball anytime there's a slight scuff of anything. The catcher will either put his glove back and the umpire will throw it out, or the catcher just throws it out himself. I would like to introduce some of the pitchers that I would talk to the advantage of maybe by accident a ball gets scuffed. You know what happens? Guy hits a ground ball. This is really interesting. Guy hits a ground ball in the infield. They throw to first. First baseman throws to the pitcher. Pitcher has the ball. You're going to tell me that ball wasn't scuffed? And yet, the same guy will take a look at this if he's not a non-pitcher and throw the ball out. No, don't throw the ball out. Throw the ball to me. Let me take a look at it. See what I can do with this. And so, you know, look, everybody is looking for an advantage. And this is one where, look, the pitcher's not scuffing it himself, but he gets a scuffed baseball. You might as well take advantage of it. So I think there's a lot of things that you could take advantage of, and I'd like to see them do that a little bit more. And with Mizorowski, I mean, he just really fires the baseball consistently, but he doesn't have too much command. And the same thing with the Cubs.
Palencia?
Yeah, he threw one, I don't know, it was 102 or something along those lines. And Churio hit it very far. I thought it was kind of interesting that that Pete Crow Armstrong jumped at the fence. That ball was in the upper deck. He would have had to been rubber man to jump at the fence. But then he did, and he fell down. He was on the track. But that ball exploded. And again, it was a big, high fastball, and he got around on it because hitters can do that. So I'd like to see things move a bit more, and perhaps we'll get to that someday.
What did you think of Pat Murphy going with an opener and then Craig Counsell adjusting his lineup as much as he did in response to it?
Oh, I think, look, I think that all's fair, and, you know, if you can get one side of a lineup in the game and then, you know, you move them out, then all of a sudden you have a tremendous advantage. And that's what everybody's looking for. That's what every manager is looking for in this game. And the opener, you know, when Tampa Bay first started to do it, when they became the team that popularized that, I didn't think a whole lot about it. Now I look at it, it's not necessarily a bad idea. In fact, at times I think it's a pretty good idea. But also, you know, the real good pitchers, they actually get people out in the first inning.
Hey, Stoney, did you do that reading about the scuffed balls? Was that in the Orioles bullpen that you did that reading?
Yeah. Well, you know, you never really know. Sometimes, you know, they have a special at the gas station, and they're giving us baseball literature. And I see, you know, hey, today let's discuss the scuffed baseball.
Yeah.
You know, so I looked at it and read it, and, you know, worked in the bullpen a little bit with it.
Gotcha.
And I was amazed at just how much that ball moved.
I was picturing Tippy or Dennis Martinez with their own personal library over there in the corner of the bullpen. You never know.
You know, there's other things, too. There's a lot of my friends happen to be dentists. And as you know, dentists have these little circular, or did at least, have these little circular, almost a sandpaper-like thing that they put on the drill, and then they smooth out the rough areas around there. And I thought, yeah, you know, and amazingly enough, one dropped into my lap, and I said, look at this, something that's flesh-colored that you might be able to actually use. And so I talked to some of my other pitchers. Of course, as you know, I would never do that.
No.
But I talked to some of my other pitchers, and I said, you know, my dentist said, got careless with this. If right. You'd like to give it a try.
That was Phil and Joe Niekro's dentist as well, wasn't it?
Same thing. And Don Sutton, as I understand it, also. probably had pretty good dental work also. He was using that quite a bit.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, my God, Stoney, this has just been an absolute treat. Before we let you go, what's it like to see Andrew Vaughn succeed?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was really happy with that for a couple of different reasons. Number one, when Andrew was with the White Sox, he was always Andrew Vaughn, first-round draft pick, third player chosen overall, winner of the Golden Spikes, and, you know, destined for greatness. And there was a lot of pressure on him all the time. And number one, I really like him. I always did. Number two, I always thought that there was, you know, I didn't think he would be a home run hitter per se, but I thought he'd be a pretty decent hitter. And I love the fact that he had the opportunity. You know, you go from a team that's going to finish way up the track like the Sox, and you get to a team that's going to be in contention all year like the Brewers, and you don't have to be the star. You just have to be a guy. There's a lot of other guys that are the stars on that team, and so they put Andrew in to be just another guy who can hit line drives. And they told him, don't be anybody else but yourself, and go out there and forget everything that happened to you. You've hit your whole life. You know you're going to be able to hit, so go out and do it. And he hit 308 with the Brewers. I'm not sure exactly how many games it was, 48 games, something along those lines.
64 games. 64 games, 308 and 375 on base.
Yeah, I think that's pretty impressive, and I like the fact that they gave him the opportunity. They put him into a meaningful spot in the batting order where he could drive in some runs, and he's able to do that. So I feel very, very happy for Andrew Vaughn. And, you know, sometimes you get a break in this game, and you go from a team that's not going to win for a while to a team that's already knocking at the door. And that's what Andrew did when he went to Milwaukee.
Thank you so much, Steve. Great stuff. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs.
Thanks, you, and have a good rest of the show, and I'll talk to you guys hopefully down the road. And you see, this is what happens when you call me in the wintertime when I don't have any games to do. So I'll talk to you guys later on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.